David Cooper is a pastor, an author, professor, and licensed therapist. He's in Atlanta, Georgia, and that means not only can he fill us in on a biblical perspective of current world events, but he can help us manage our emotional and spiritual reactions to them. And his latest book is called Armageddon Approaching: Uncover the Hopeful Truth About End Times and Biblical Prophecy. Pastor Cooper, thank you for being with us. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me today.
The topic is kind of front of mind right now, as it seems to these things kind of come around, you know, every, I don't know, a few years or so. Should we be nervous, upset, anxious? What should we be feeling right now?
About current events, you are correct. Bible prophecy and concerns about what happens in the world and history, it comes in cycles based on events, and also how much information we're given on events, which we're flooded with information these days through the news. And then also sometimes when preachers and end time prophecy preachers, how involved they get and sometimes significance they bring to world events, it all brings issues like this to the forefront.
What do you think today? Do you think God is really concerned about politics, or is this our problem?
Regarding Israel's king, in Moses' law, in Deuteronomy chapter 18, God did provide for a kingship eventually for Israel. Their problem was they wanted a king to be like other nations. That was the problem. God had a plan for having a king and a government, but they wanted the wrong kind of king to mirror the world. That was the problem with Israel. Is God concerned about politics? Yes. Nations, the concept of nations, as the word nations is used over and over in the Deuteronomic code. It was, Israel was a nation. He said, you are a holy nation in Exodus 19 and 6. So God obviously has established the need for civil government. Right. All politics are flawed systems because of humanity. Mm-hmm. And any type of organizations or governments get too much power, God comes down as he did in the days of Babel and divides. God is not a globalist. And I'll write about this in the book, that the Antichrist, for example, is a globalist. He tries to bring all the power under his control, like many despots, Adolf Hitler or the Roman emperors, Egypt. God always comes down and divides and separates, because God never wants humanity to organize that much evil, because when you put all that power together, man corrupts it. So God is not a globalist. The Antichrist, for example, never controls the world. He tries to, like many despots, but his kingdom will also be defeated as well.
Well, maybe you can speak from the perspective of a therapist on this one. Sometimes we wake up and it's like, all right, here we go again. Some people may wake up and see the news and be very fearful. And sometimes I think the danger is becoming desensitized to it. How can we kind of find a good place to stand when we have news cycles that come around like this, and we're just unsure of what the future has?
You are right. It is this constant barrage, up and down, bipolar news. You know, war breaks out. Oh, we've got a peace treaty. We're flooded with so much information now through YouTube, social media, the news, radio. We're just overwhelmed. Our senses, it's worse than being desensitized. We're so overwhelmed now. Negative news sells, unfortunately, and we're just bombarded with it, and it has raised people's level of anxiety to a toxic level. Mm. Most of us stay in a constant state of panic over one thing or another, especially our children, and it's very, very unfortunate for us. For me personally, I've been a Christian since I was 8. My dad's not a minister, grew up in a Christian home. I've, for some reason, always had a personal relationship with the Lord, and I have enjoyed reading the Bible, finding promises. I've never gotten caught up in fads and fancies and movements. I just find a great stability in walking with God, in knowing God, of a relationship with God, of trusting His Word, and trusting God's will in my life and in the world. I found a great peace in that. And that's the only place there can be real peace, is when people have a true relationship with God, knowing that He's in control. You know, Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, it'll be again. And I'll write a whole chapter on when the days of Noah return in this book. But it tells us in Genesis 6 and 5 that Noah walked with God. That's a fascinating statement, because it says the earth was full of violence like our world today. Men's hearts were on evil continually. There's a judgment coming. And yet Noah walked with God. And the only way to have peace in your life is to walk with God, not run ahead of God, not chase after God in some spiritual frantic state, to walk with God every day, since it through the course of your life, you're at a pace, everywhere you walk, God is with you, you belong to Him, and you're following His direction for your life, not caught up in all of the difficulties of the world. And think about how horrible Noah's day was, what he was facing, and yet, in the middle of all of it, he walked with God. He built an ark, he did what he was called to do, in spite of the judgment that was coming, in spite of the evil of the day. And that's the mission of the church, is to build an ark for people, to do what God's called us to do, and to walk with God, and let God handle all of the chaos of the world.
The book is called Armageddon Approaching, Uncover the Hopeful Truth About End Times Biblical Prophecy, by David Cooper, who's been our guest. Thanks so much, David.
Thank you so much. God bless you and your ministry.